legendary Venezuelan ska band, Desorden Público, will be celebrating 31 years of trajectory at the Rickshaw. Desorden Público will be performing their dancing music for the first time in Vancouver, Canada, bringing 11 musicians, including founding members Horacio Bianco and Jose Luis Capriz Chachin, who will do an extended concert with local stars Los Virios, Santa Lucia, along with Venezuelan locals Caracas and guests.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Shay, and you're listening to Shine On here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting out of the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish territory. Thanks for joining me today. I am super excited for the show. It's going to be very fun today. I have a very extremely talented musical guest. Khan is here.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I'm so excited. Khan is a very talented guitarist, amongst other things, and he's going to be just serenading us for the next hour. How's that sound?
I'll be playing a couple of songs.
Did you want to get started now, or?
Sure, okay.
Yeah?
I've had a couple of songs in my head that I'd want to play today.
All right.
And just to start off a little inspirational, I'll start off with an improvisation. And then, by the way, I play flamenco guitar. That's like a Spanish guitar, the music based off of Spain. And I'll be starting with that a little bit because it's more slow. And then I'll be shifting more towards to blues. And yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll just see how it goes. So just sit back and relax and let Khan fill all of our ears with beautiful music.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was excellent. That was an improv.
Yeah, it was just, I felt like playing that today, so.
What about you, Rodrigo? Do you think you could do that too?
Of course I could.
Of course.
Eyes closed. He's my teacher, actually.
El Prof is in the house. That was really beautiful. So, why don't you tell everyone, like, where you're from, where your musical inspirations have come from?
I'm Turkish, and I'm from Istanbul, and it's a pretty big city, actually. It's it has, right now, 22 million, I believe, people living in it, and I live on the Asian side, which there's a bridge, like a Bosphorus, that divides the West and the East, which connects Europe and Asia, and I'm from the Asian side. And I started playing the guitar there. I initially started with classical music. I started with Bach. I started with a Spanish composer named Francisco Tárrega. I started playing Máximo Diego Puyol. I started playing all these guys who existed like way in the past. And their music was really tricky to play, but it got my left hand to train really well. Oh, I play the guitar right-handed, by the way. I should make that clear. And then once I finished the Royal Academy Conservatory, I went to grade 8, which I believe is the equivalent of a high school. And after I said I had enough, and I switched to flamenco. And I've been playing flamenco ever since, which I believe is a much better music because it comes from the public. And I've been to Spain, and when you walk on the streets, you can see people living the music, and you can feel the aura where people actually, like, there are dancers walking down the street who get greeted by everyone, and there are guitarists playing in every corner, and buskers, and like it's a really nice environment, and that affected me a lot, so I shifted into flamenco, and that's I've been playing since.
Amazing. How long have you been playing guitar?
On and off, about, let me see, 8 years, 8, 9 years, 8 years, somewhere there.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's incredible. What do you have, like, a favorite flamenco artist or inspiration?
Definitely. I always shift between two great artists. One died recently. His name is Paco de Lucía, and he is like the main influence in the flamenco that we play today. Mm-hmm. He was really big in the 70s, 80s, and I think he was big all the time, according to me, but like he was really, really at his peak around, I believe, the 70s, 80s, and the beginning of 90s. Mm-hmm. And he passed away recently. I believe he had a heart attack while he was playing his guitar to his kids. And the other guitarist that I like a lot is, his name is Vicente Amigo, and his style is very unique. Mm-hmm. His toning, I have never heard a toning like that in my life. Mm-hmm. I definitely advise people to start with Vicente Amigo when listening to flamenco.
Okay.
Because it will get you into the groove faster.
All right. I want to listen to one of his songs.
Definitely.
So Vicente.
There you go.
Okay, and what song would you recommend?
Okay, there's a song called Ventanas al Alma, I believe. V-E-N.
Okay.
Seminera, yeah.
All right, so would you like to introduce this song?
Would I like to?
Just introduce what we're about to listen to?
Oh, well, I believe you're listening to the live version of it. It's a very, okay, in flamenco, there are forms, and forms are based on rhythms and accents, and this form that he's playing is a very free form. It's more of an expression rather than having a strict rhythm, like a form named bulerias. Mm-hmm. But this is something completely separate, and you'll understand when you play. It's how he flows the music. You'll
okay.
See what I mean.
So this is Vicente Amigo with Ventanas al Alma. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying, well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, history, chemistry, French, math, biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do, ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Shine On. My name is Shay, and I am joined in the studio today by three lovely gentlemen. One of which is serenading us all with some sweet guitar sounds, Khan.
Hello, people. Thank you very much.
We also have Tamor in the house.
Heyo!
Oh, that was so loud. Just say hello.
Hello.
Tamor, where are you from?
I am from Amman, Jordan, but I lived in Abu Dhabi my whole life.
And you studied at UBC?
I studied at UBC.
What did you study?
I studied history, but really I studied in nature.
Preach.
I can definitely relate to that.
And Rodrigo?
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm a Peruvian.
He's a Peruvian. And you studied as well?
I studied.
What did you
study?
Finance.
Solder.
Solder. All right. Let's all listen to some more Khan. What would you like to play?
Now it's time to shift slowly to the blues, just okay. And maybe a little bit of jazz. We'll see. I'm going to start playing a song by Ray Charles called Hit the Road, Jack.
Awesome.
But it's an arrangement to the guitar made by, I can't say his last name, Uli Bogershausen or something, a guy with a really long last name. He's a good guitar player. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right. This is Khan for your ear listening. That's great.
Thank you very much.
Love that song. So good. You guys all seen the music video?
Such a video.
Classic. So good.
Yeah, he's a really good guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And like he usually makes arrangements to songs to the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he like his style is usually like with a really good bass, like a moving solid bass, and put the melody on the high notes.
Mm-hmm.
And he arranges the positions of the hands really well. Like, he's a great guitar player.
Yeah, that arrangement is so beautiful. Did you want to play another?
All right. Okay, since now we're shifting into kind of more stuff that's related to interest, I want to play a song by Dire Straits. It's called Sultans of the Swing. I love this song. It's one of the songs that I listen to every day. Like it's in the playlist that I listen to every day. It's there to, when you're feeling down, it gets the mood up, or when you're feeling a little distant, like a little, how do you call it?
Say it in Turkish.
Wait, say it in Turkish. Dalgın, that's what it's in Turkish.
Cool.
It's a really good song that to get you in the mood.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I won't be singing it though, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Mike Knopfler is a great guitar player.
Yeah.
Definitely 100% support him. His days with the Dire Straits, like the old Dire Straits, were amazing. He's got, like, they have pretty good songs like Brothers in Arms. What else? The Salt of the Swing, obviously. Money for Nothing. They have, like, really good songs, I think, in that album. It's a good
Did you put together that arrangement for guitar?
This one? Yeah.
That's really good.
Thank you very much. I added a couple of stuff in there that doesn't actually exist in the song.
Cool.
I think it goes really well with the flow and the way he does with his harmonics, so.
Gotta make it your own.
Add something to it from myself, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. All right, I'm gonna give you a little break and play some ads, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
We're live and we're getting a phone call right away here, so excuse me while I turn that on. Hello, how are you? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, and they've hung up.
Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for Vancouver, right? With your hosts, Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong. News, music, personal stories, and everything you need to know about the local comedy scene. What else would you be doing at 10 a.m. on a Friday? Well, you're probably at work, and if you have the day off, you've already made plans. It doesn't matter. Just be there and call in anytime.
Light
what was that, Tamar? Sorry. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Tamar has a story for us.
Story?
Yeah.
Well, am I allowed to say it?
You're talking on air right now.
Okay, well, just bringing up what's the history of Sausage Party for some reason, the new movie by Evan Goldberg and Seth Rogen, and just wanted to say that it was their first, or I think their first animated film, as opposed to all their live actions. And I haven't seen it yet, but I'm super excited to.
Seth Rogen has never done an animated film before?
No, I'm sure he's voiced it, but I think this is the first time he collaborated with his longtime friend, Evan Goldberg, to work on it themselves, their own creation.
It's amazing.
It's art.
Art.
We're going to see Sausage Party tonight. I'm so excited.
It's
going to
be amazing.
It will.
Wow. Good radio. So I have a pun, because it's pun 30. I haven't done this in months. But it's not 1:30, it's pun 30.
Cuz it's 1:30.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay, Tamar.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a well-dressed unicyclist and a poorly dressed cyclist?
The unicyclist has all the attention.
How is that a pun?
I don't know. Are we still
What's
doing the
difference?
I didn't know we were doing the puns
What's
yet.
What's the difference?
Wait, can you repeat the question?
What's the difference between a well-dressed unicyclist and a poorly dressed cyclist?
Well-dressed unicyclist and a poorly dressed cyclist.
Attire.
She did it again.
Whatever.
She did it again. I'm so sorry.
Attire.
Hey, Khan, do you want to play some music?
Sure, of course.
Bago.
Since we... will this be my last song, because
no,
I'm thinking of playing a Paco de Lucio song, then I'll play this song first, and then in the end we'll get to the surprise and to the Paco.
There's going to be a surprise in the show, so stay tuned, don't go anywhere. But yes,
So this song, this is another blues song. It's by the artist named Eric Clapton, and the history of the song is that he
he used to play in the same band as George Harrison, and I think it was the Yardbirds. And George Harrison had a fiance named Layla. And the thing is, Eric Clapton always supported and fell in love with Layla at the end. And this song is dedicated to Layla herself. Unfortunately, since my voice is not beautiful anywhere around the world, I won't be singing it, but I will definitely play it, an instrumental version of it. And it's a great song. I love it. And it has a lot of deep meaning, even with the vocals, even with the instruments at the back. So, all right, here it goes. Thank you. I just sang in between to prove my point that I can't sing. So.
It was lovely.
Thank you very much.
That was nice. Sweet. All right. So 20 minutes left. I'm going to play a song by a Canadian band because got to do that once in a while. This band is great. They're from Montreal. I'm a big fan of them. They're called She Devils, and this is off of a little EP that they released onto Bandcamp, just self-titled EP, She Devils, and this is the song I Wanna Touch You. Whoopah. Whoopah. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're back. You're listening to Shine On, and Tamor has a very important message for
Which
you.
One, the accordion or the triangle?
There's a couple. Go for it.
Well, I'm just making a promise that in March 2017, I will be coming back here with learned abilities to play the accordion, because that is my Circassian heritage. Vote Circassia.
What's a Circassian?
Circassia is just an ethnicity that lives in Jordan and in Turkey as well. And it came from the Caucasus Mountains. It's a dying population, but the language and the culture is still very strong.
An accordion is a huge part of it?
A huge part of it.
So very March strong. 2017, is that what you said?
Yes.
Mark your calendar.
Mark that calendar. Don't know which date, though. Just leave March open.
Yeah. I'll keep a couple dates open for you. Is that the only important message you had for everyone?
Yes. Or I can come back next week with the triangle.
Tamor's just going to be my new co-host, just so you know, everyone. Tamor, you need to be on radio.
Well, I love this place. It's only been my first time, but I love it already.
That's so cute.
Back to Con with music.
Back to Con with music.
The environment is awesome, actually, here.
College radio is the best place to be. Okay, what would you like to play next?
What would I like to play next? Okay, I'm going to make a mix of two songs. One is by the great artist that I named, Paco de Lucía, but that's going to come later. Initially, it's going to be a song. I believe it was from one of the movies that Antonio Banderas played in, and I kind of made an arrangement for one guitar, and we'll see how it works out. Should be good.
Cool. so good.
Thank you very much. It's a mix of, like I said, and Boca de Lucia is, like, I believe, right now, like I told you, I'm between two artists, and right now I'm shifting towards Paco de Lucia, thinking he's the best, and it's his melodies and his how he mixed flamenco with a bunch of other genres and how he created something beautiful is amazing. Mm-hmm. And this is from, like, the last part is one of his songs called Entre Dos Aguas. It's a rumba song. It's another form in flamenco, and it's a really nice song. It's just, I have one guitar with me, so I'm only playing the rhythm, mm-hmm. but there's also a high melody to it as well.
Cool.
And it's a great song. I personally like it a lot, and I listen to it frequently.
Mm-hmm. I love that bit at the end where you're kind of like slapping.
Yeah, that's a rumba rhythm, right? It's a really nice rumba, and the slap adds a lot of things.
Yeah, it adds so much sound to it.
I think it sounds really nice in that song, so I just decided to put it there.
That's awesome. All right, well, this has been so much fun.
Yeah,
thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm having a lot of fun.
Awesome. Woo. Woo. And we have our support team in the corner.
Yay, support
Woo-hoo.
Team.
Woo-hoo.
It wouldn't be the same without them.
It wouldn't. Everyone needs their homies.
And we got a promise, so we'll be back next year.
Yeah, 2017, indeed. March 2017, we'll be back with Tamor and his accordion.
Can't wait.
And a triangle?
Well,
just
maybe.
For fun. That's kind of a lot. All right, well, we're down to 5 minutes, so shall we?
It's up to you.
Yeah,
of course.
All right, we're going to throw a little surprise at you. I'm going to sing a song. Yeah, we haven't really practiced this together, so no promises on quality, but it's going to be fun nonetheless.
Exactly, promises on having a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Yeah, this is Where Did You Sleep Last Night, originally by Leadbelly.
My girl, don't lie to me.
sun don't ever shine, I'd shiver the whole night through. My girl, my girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines where the sun don't ever shine, I'd shiver the whole night through. Well,
great voice.
Thanks.
Lovely.
Thanks, homies. That was great, Khan. Good job.
Thank you very much. That was a great idea.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is your idea. The commentators. So, what do you think?
We're just happy to be here.
Number one groupies.
Woo. Number one.
The Peanut Gallery. Thanks for coming and like joining, guys.
Do we get free t-shirts?
You'll get our autographs after.
Yes! Even better. And a chance to play with us next year.
Maybe. 2017, March 2017. Be here. You gotta be here. All right. Well, yeah, thank you, Khan, so much for coming and just jamming. Just playing some good tunes.
Thank you for inviting me. Yeah. I had a great time.
You're always welcome. All right, everyone, have a great 2 weeks. I will be back in 2 weeks.
Indeed.
I make good radio.